A production meeting, part 2. Due to the fact that I am visiting another construction site in an hour, let's move on to the production part. You already know that we recorded a loss on our construction site in January. After the last coordination meeting, we were asked to think about the actions that could be implemented to keep the schedule on time. I'm all ears. That's right. We have updated our plans, thanks to which we should turn things round within a couple of weeks. We assumed that we should make up for the delay by the end of the quarter. We took into account heavy frost and snowfall forecast for February. I'd like to add that I can't carry out works in the first and second segment at the moment. I'm waiting for the plumbers to finish their works. Only then plastering and flooring will be possible. When it comes to flush-mounted electrical installations, they are going to be done in the first part of the month, that is by the 10th of February. Pipes for cold and hot water supply systems have already been installed. We also carried out the required leak testing under pressure. All right. When will the central heating be available, at least in one of the segments? This will allow you to undertake internal plastering and flooring works without using electric heaters, and this in turn will help to reduce costs. Central heating connections have already been made in all segments. The first segment will be ready for heating by the end of February, while the second one by mid-March. Because of a short deadline and a large scope of works, I'd like to ask you to hire an additional plastering team from the 1st of March. Okay. If we achieve planned targets, the situation will hopefully be resolved. One more thing. The materials ordered by you are going to be delivered on site on Monday at the latest. If someone wants to place an additional order, it is still possible today. I appreciate your efforts, especially taking into account severe winter weather. At the same time, I'd like to remind you to implement the remarks and recommendations of the labor inspector. Tomorrow you will all receive an audit report, and your task will be to remove all the threats and deficiencies within the given deadline. That's right. Have you got any additional questions? Everything's clear. Indeed, we're coming back to work. Then let's finish for today. Thank you all for taking part in our monthly production meeting. See you at the construction site.